fucking happy hour. It's fucking Julie fucking Brown.
Yeah. Oh my God. It
the
is
funny
me.
One. The funny one. The fucking funny one.
Thank you. Can say fucking on this show, right?
I'm yeah. so okay. excited. I forgot that.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yes.
Thanks. Okay, yeah. Just yeah. do it. Just do yeah. it. Fuck.
I know, because you don't drink, so you're going to have to make up for it.
I know.
And swearing.
I know.
Because this is it. This is what this is. It's drinking and swearing.
Yeah. Okay. Unencumbered by FCC.
Fucking A.
I'm just talking shit.
I'll just yeah. swear then.
Ironically, yeah. FCC spells fuck.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. Julie Brown, we've missed you so much.
I know.
Much.
I miss you guys so much.
Okay. Because you had the hit of the last presidential election cycle, the girl VP's got a gun.
Yes.
And you're like, did you think it could get fucking funnier? And now Donald Trump.
No.
No.
I mean, I cannot believe Donald Trump. He's just blowing my mind. And then when you see interviews, you see him, that's like too funny. But then Melania.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you have to do a something.
I have to do something
you have
with
to
Melania.
Do a Melania thing.
Is it Melania or Melania?
Melania.
Melania.
It's melanoma.
Did you yeah. hear her talking about her son, Baron?
No.
She was
Baron?
Jesus, his name's Baron.
What a rich dick name.
What
oh, here
stupid.
Comes Baron.
She goes, Baron's so funny. You know, he fired the nanny the other day, and he fired the maid. It's so funny. And I'm
seriously?
Like, oh my God.
So his son's a little rich douche, too.
He's wearing a little suit, and he was like, he's a little rich douche.
Little Roy fuck.
Yeah.
Rich fuck. I just, you know what? I don't even know him. I just want to knock the books out of his hands right now. Little fucker.
Yeah. And then the other one is Tiffany. You know that, right? Her name's Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Oh, the other one.
Really? It is like we're reading a Richie Rich comic book.
I know.
Like, oh, shut the fuck up. Her name isn't Tiffany.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, that other woman he had an affair with. Oh. Whoever the hell
right.
that was.
Right.
Well, there was Marla Maples before Melania.
Yes.
That's
yes.
who we had the kid with.
Okay.
What happened to the family values Republican
Party? And then Ivanka.
They're not even trying now.
Or no, Ivana.
Ivana. And
Ivana.
The
oh, no, Ivanka, who's his daughter that he'd like to... Fuck, which is whatever.
Wow. Yeah, he said.
He said she has a nice figure. If she was my daughter, I'd date her.
She's got a nice
oh,
rat.
No.
Nice
he said that about
he
Ivanka.
Didn't.
Yes.
He didn't.
I'd like
yeah.
to dugger her.
I want to. I really want to fuck her. I can't say that.
He really said that.
Yeah.
Yes. What is happening? Josh Duggar, by the way, so our family
Duggar,
values.
I just met her.
Right, exactly. My point is.
Are you familiar with the 19 Kids and Counting controversies?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And like, he. Molested everybody, and the parents knew, right?
Well, I gave him credit for the Ashley Madison account, because at least he's trying to move his dating circle outside his family. So you have to give him...
Yeah, you progress. Have to... You do.
Expanding.
You do have to give him a little credit for that.
But, even the porn star said, Jesus, that was rough fucking sex. The porn star that he
banged.
Yes, he banged the porn
wow.
star.
He did?
And she said it was rough, terrifying sex, and I've had...
Oh, my... From a hooker?
Yes.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes. She's
well,
a porn
she was a porn star, and he...
I didn't
he,
even did,
he
a...
tried to choke her or something, and,
oh,
she,
yeah.
and she protested, and oh, he yeah. said, well, I thought you liked that because it was in your movie.
Right.
Wow.
He's like, I paid extra for that.
Yeah.
That's horrifying. I
know.
Didn't know that part.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Why aren't
God.
You passing out?
Oh
come on,
God.
Damn it.
You have to play melanoma in a film.
I'm,
you have
I
to
do
like you
I
did
do.
Tanya Harding and Madonna.
I do. She's so great. I mean, she's already... Like a model. Like,
okay.
She's really a model.
Yeah.
But
she could
both
be first
of his
lady.
Wives were immigrants. So
yeah.
Let's just...
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Right.
So why is he building a wall when
right.
the wives can't get through?
No, right. he doesn't mean Scandinavian models. He just means...
He just means, yes.
Yeah.
Mexicans.
It's, you know, Consuela that his son just fired.
Can you...
God.
What? Who wants to work for Donald Trump? Seriously, can you imagine...
I bet Mexican models can come over, though.
Yeah, that's true.
So. Yeah.
If you got a nice rack, I'll make an exception.
They'll be let through that
it's got to be huge,
that
though.
Fabulous
huge.
Door.
Huge. Got huge tits. Huge.
But thank God for him right now. I mean, unless he wins.
Aren't we proud to be Americans? Isn't this
yes.
awesome? Wouldn't this be great to be represented around the world?
You really think he could win?
Yeah.
It depends on how dumb we are, but we are getting, Chris and I are getting
Reagan
terrified.
Got two terms.
Well, yes, he could win. I think he could win the presidency.
We've
he
gotten meaner and dumber.
The way the trajectory is going.
We've gotten meaner and dumber.
I know. I just feel like everyone's going to come to their senses and go, okay, that was funny.
That was
now
funny.
We're done.
All right.
Let's go.
Well, that was the
Move
summer.
That's what they said about Reagan.
Come through, Hillary. Come through.
I told you I just met Hillary and Bill.
Tell us about that.
It was awesome. They were. It was interesting to meet the people, like I was saying, and not the cartoons.
Right.
Like, she's like what I've heard. She was warm and funny and down to earth. And he's, you know,
I
pure charm. Like just,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Stephanie, just it's all about you. I've never like he just
never thought about anyone. But
yeah,
you,
he holds
Stephanie.
Your hands the whole time. Like after you shake hands, he doesn't let go, and then he's like,
oh my
moves
God.
His hands up, and he's just like, thank you so much. It's just, you know.
Guys that get a lot of women act like that. Like, I met Warren Beatty once, and he acted exactly
He
like
makes you feel like you're the only person.
Oh, yeah. No, I worked with Warren Beatty once,
the only person in the world.
Yeah, you're the only woman that exists.
Yes.
And then you fuck him.
Yes. I did not do that, Julie Brown.
Gavin,
that would have been awkward at Hillary.
Gavin Newsom.
Well, yeah.
Gavin Newsom made me feel that way.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, he's so cute. He's so pretty. Oh, my God.
And he's just, I mean, when people say that, you know, Bill Clinton makes you feel like you're the only person in the room, I experienced that with Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
When I
me
met
too.
Him.
I was on a panel like, next to him, and I'm, as you know, a carpet muncher. And, but I was like, he's so pretty. So cute.
And he looks you straight in the eye and talks about just you. And
you're like, I will go with you to that closet. I will do that right now.
Yes, that guy needs
that
killing,
Alan?
And
sure.
I will do that. Who does, right?
Why don't other guys or girls figure that out? It's guys. Why don't guys figure out they have to act like that?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, well, it's not.
I know. Haven't you ever been? Maybe that was one.
It's not.
But like, I've been on dates where like
it's
a guy doesn't ask you one question about yourself.
Oh, my God. Like, that is my number one complaint about anyone you meet online and your first phone call.
Yes.
Not one question about yourself.
Right.
Not one. And you're like, do they not understand I'm not going to go out with you now? Like, I mean, right?
Your whole story is fascinating. But
jeez. Not one question.
Yeah.
That's a real problem, and that's probably why they're single. That's what I always think.
Yes.
Right?
I actually played Bill Clinton in a stage show in San Francisco.
You did?
But I got replaced by a cousin of Bill Clinton who looked just like the cartoon version of Clinton.
Oh.
So, he looked just like the
They fire you?
And by the way, Jim does the best Bill Clinton impression in the world. I had to not like hear Jim in my head when I was talking to Bill Clinton and all the countless jokes we did. Was like, how you doing?
You remind me of another brunette. Don't recall her name.
You kind of look like you look a little like Monica. I'm surprised you didn't.
If I'd worn a beret,
Monica,
that would have been in the worst possible taste.
Yeah, exactly.
And a blue dress, that would have been fun.
That looks so familiar. Can't put my finger on it. But then I wouldn't put my finger on it.
All right. Stop. Oh,
can I ask one thing about Hillary?
Yes, sure, please.
Did she have like, okay, so they're really wealthy. Did her skin look really great?
She looked good. She had an electric blue pantsuit. I know, shocking, a pantsuit.
Yeah.
Yes. But I think she looks great.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I figured she'd have the best facialist in the world.
Well, I didn't. I tried not to be creepy. I tried not to be like...
Like, stare at her pores.
I would have been creepy.
Your pores are great.
Wow, those are great.
Can I get closer for the selfie? No, I didn't do that. But anyway, oh my God, I'm now obsessed with the idea of you playing melanoma in a TV movie. Like your
spoofs
that you do.
I'm
going to
go home and think about this now.
Or some song. You got
to
do something.
Like a huge mole.
Yeah, I think if I just do a song as her melanoma.
As melanoma.
With a huge, you know.
Yes, huge.
Huge.
And then we could have you back on the regular show to promote it.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm going to do it now. I'm going to go home and think about this and write it.
Done and done.
On the regular show, we're under rules.
Did you ever think you'd have anyone more ridiculous to spoof than Sarah Palin? Like, he's like Sarah Palin on crack, like with a bad comb over. He's
unbelievable because you just like, when he came out with the Mexicans are rapists, you're like, what?
Oh, and she's all for his ridiculous immigration plan, which is completely impossible.
Yeah.
And it's whether people will buy bullshit that he cannot actually do. But they're too stupid to know. She's like, oh, you betcha. I think that's a great plan. Absolutely. And we'll deport all 12 million of them and build the Mexico, build the wall and pay for it. And so Trump says, we can get rid of the 14th Amendment fast, and we can do that fast.
No,
you fucking can't.
I can do that in 5 minutes.
You can't repeal it. You're not going to repeal a constitutional amendment.
That was great.
I'm going to dig up George Washington and ask him.
Oh my God, but this is like Americans, right? Instant gratification. We can do it, and we can do it fast. And this timeshare is the best deal. Julie, trust me. Believe
me. Love it.
Believe me.
Trust me.
Julie,
yeah.
It's going to be great. It's going to be terrific.
He was arguing with a reporter about the 14th Amendment. He says, I think that doesn't give you automatic citizenship.
He says, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so. He goes, yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Specifically says, he goes, if you were born in this country, you are an American citizen.
He goes, oh, I won't hold up in court.
Yeah, well, it did, you fuck stick. It's in amendments are shot down in court.
I got a lawyer. You know, I'll fix it.
Oh, Sarah Palin said that dumb shit thing, too. She goes, he's just a shot in the arm for all us constitutionalists. And it's like, what? Okay,
you don't
but
understand
that's,
the 14th
that is
Amendment.
The Constitution.
Yeah, but he doesn't understand the Constitution.
You fucking idiot.
Is she? So she's helping him now?
Yeah,
she to catch up on this.
She and Ann Coulter are his biggest fans.
Yeah, she desperately wants the VP slot.
Like that would happen.
I know. I know. Although it might happen. Yeah, who knows what would happen with
Donald Trump? I'm not going to give her the slot because she doesn't bleed out of her slot anymore. She's too old. She's not even a 10. She's not even a 5.
She looks like a scarecrow.
She had something. She was drinking something. You almost made her spew.
Sorry.
And then
sorry.
He said that thing about Rosie O'Donnell. That really was horrible. Yeah. That was horrible.
And I love that people think, like, oh, that's funny and that's okay if you only said that about Rosie O'Donnell. Like, which, A, he didn't. B, no, it's not okay.
It's so mean.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And she even wrote, try explaining that to your kids, which was my first thought when I heard it. I'm like, she's just watching the debates.
Yeah.
And she's with her family.
Yeah, you have a son. And when you do your melanoma movie,
I know.
Donald's going to say some mean shit about you.
I know. Good. Good.
My She's son ready.
Pretends he won't know me. It's cool. It's not my mother.
I thought you were the one from MTV. How'd you get so white?
All right. You know what? Let me bring you up to date, Julie, on previous Happy Hour. So we talk about like regular shit, obviously, life shit.
Right.
Not just politics.
Right.
So I revealed on a...
Oh, my God. This again?
I just want to see if Julie's with me on this or not.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's entirely too many penises around here. Julie.
Yeah.
Julie.
I don't have one.
I don't. I'm not. Okay, I revealed I was raised Catholic. And
me too.
Okay, so, however. So, my mom and my sister were both virgins when they got married.
Uh-huh.
So, I revealed that I have never had sexual intercourse with a man. I've done everything but with a man, but I haven't.
Everything but.
And then I realized I was gay.
But. It's a big butt.
Okay. I got some backup here from someone.
Yeah.
Mary in Tucson says, good morning, Contessa. Twinkle twat. Oh, my sister calls me twinkle twat.
Oh, I like that.
Because
it's cute.
Did she spell it with a U?
Or does it mean it's
small?
Obviously, I haven't. I just thought it meant it was adorable.
It's not a t-shirt cannon like Mrs. Duggar's, for fuck's sake.
I'm
tight as a cat's ass.
A t-shirt cannon.
Okay. She's had 19 kids. What the fuck?
And
it's
counting.
Not even a t-shirt canyon.
And counting.
Yes.
It's a t-shirt canyon.
Yeah.
Hello.
Echo.
I just finished watching the Happy Hour. I have to say, as a traditionally reared Irish reared, don't make the reared joke.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't actually do anal. It was an attempt that, okay.
Oh, wow, the show's changed.
Okay, yeah. This is the happy hour. This happy hour. This is different. Okay. As a traditionally reared Irish Catholic girl myself, now agnostic, I was positively intrigued and endlessly amused by the whole virgin, not virgin debate that went on. Technically speaking, from a Catholic point of view, you, Stephanie, are still a virgin. Penis has not penetrated your celebrated cooch. So you can die, rightly claiming that you die a virgin. As for the rest of your experiences, both hetero and homo gay, I say well played, madam. And remember, as our favorite ecclesiastical mook, John Fugelsang, points out, there is no restriction in the Bible against girl-on-girl action. So as far as I'm concerned, you, dear mama, are the best position possible from a biblical standpoint. You're a virgin, you're not an adulterer, and the Bible doesn't gripe about you dipping, diving into the lady pond. Love to you and the mooks. P.S., you're still a whore cunt. Okay. But this is why it was weird that I just met Bill Clinton, because that's what I always defended him, not only because it's none of our fucking business about his private life.
Right,
we shouldn't
right.
have been investigating his private life in the first place, and that's why it's called a fucking private life. But secondly, because when he said I didn't have sexual relations,
right.
I was taught sexual relations means intercourse.
Yeah.
And no president of the United States has ever had sex outside of marriage. It's never, ever
No,
happened.
It has not.
I think...
Except Warren Harding.
It's a technicality.
Why do you think they call them
It
Harding?
Is a technicality.
Harding.
It's
Harding.
A technicality.
You have no idea.
Right? Because I think you can define oral
it's
sex
slippery.
As sex or not.
It's slippery.
It's sort of your choice.
Sexual intercourse is sexual intercourse, I think. You know what I'm
so
okay,
oral sex is not sex.
You mean,
it's sex. It's not sexual intercourse.
Is that what he said?
Sexual relations.
If you Google sexual relations, it means sexual intercourse.
Oh, because Google is the arbiter of everything.
Yes.
He said, I never had sexual
relations
with
that
woman.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't oral sex relations?
It is sexual relations.
Yeah.
No.
I'm telling you, if you Google sexual relations, it says sexual intercourse. It means intercourse between a man and a woman.
It's not unsexual.
You should have said intercourse.
No, it is not. It is not unsexual.
You should have just said intercourse, because then he'd be right.
This is true.
Right.
Depends but it was in
a it was in a press conference during, you know, the family hour, so I don't think he could say sexual intercourse.
I didn't get into it with him at the party.
Yeah, I know. No, you don't want to say.
You talked about policy.
Let's talk about.
Yes.
I thanked him for everything he's done for America. I thought he was a great president.
Fantastic. Except for NAFTA.
Yeah, and ruining my radio business. But other than that,
deregulating radio.
Yeah.
But you revealed all your sexual.
But he was a great president. Pardon?
You revealed all your sexual truths on the radio.
Yes. Well, actually, just in the happy hour. I make right. It seems like it's like there's two parallel universes where I feel like no one will know on the real radio that I just said I've never had a dick in my hooch.
Okay. All right. But they probably someone does know. I'm sure people are listening.
You think?
Yeah, I do. I think so.
All right.
I have had hooch while having a dick.
Really? That's awesome.
Sure.
Julie Brown.
And I like the term lady pond.
Yes. Taking a dip in the lady pond.
Lapping in the lady pond, as Tom Brokaw would say.
Lapping in the lady pond. Which I couldn't do in Lillehammer because the pond was frozen over.
Right. He couldn't lap in the lady pond in Lillehammer. But you know who could? Mary Kay.
Mary Kay Turner.
And her lover.
Billy Falau.
Billy Falau.
Did you get a big reaction?
Lola Falana.
Excuse me? Did you get a big reaction to that, by that you revealed that?
Yes. Well, everyone says, hey, Twinkle Twat now, which is, you know what? This was my dumb fucking idea to drink and talk and put it out in the world, right?
Right, right. Because
people were like, oh, what's it like when you guys are just, you know, when you're just drinking and hanging out with your comedian friends? Well, it's like this.
I call myself Twinkle Twat.
Yes,
that's what happens.
We talk about my Twinkle Twat. That's Julie Brown, let's talk about you. Because
okay.
People want to know what's been in Julie Brown's twat.
No, stop it.
Wow. That's not my point. My point is we know what's come out of it, which is a beautiful son.
A beautiful son who is just went back to school.
How old?
He's 21, and he just went back to senior year, which is mind blowing to me.
Wow.
And he was in Europe all summer doing the semester away thing, mm-hmm. which was very stressful.
Wait, how old is he? He's in
21.
Oh,
I remember you came and did our show back when he first went to college. I remember
Yes, I know. Yeah. Right? I know. No, he's going to graduate.
Wow.
Congratulations. He went like Germany, you know, Sweden.
Germany. Uh-oh, Jim.
Sweden, Norway, Switzerland.
You know who else went to school in Germany?
No, actually, he went to school in Austria.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind.
Hitler.
He didn't go to Austria. Just Germany.
Okay, so, anyway, but what is it like, you know, for him to have Julie Brown as his mom?
Well, he told me...
Because you're like Stifler's mom.
He told me that he doesn't tell people for a long time, like in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He doesn't tell people at all. What happened was people would find stuff of mine on YouTube, and they'd go... Your mom is on YouTube doing
this
thing.
Your mom has cones on her tits.
Yeah,
what?
What's this up? And
what's this Madonna thing?
He just doesn't tell people. That's how he deals with it.
Wow.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Wow.
But I don't feel bad about it.
You're a cool mom. Because you're not only hilariously funny, but you're hot and you're smart and you're nice.
Yeah.
I mean, then he eventually, once they get it, once they figure it out, then he'll tell them.
Right.
But I don't really blame him because, like, it's not like I need him and his friends to be like, oh, you're awesome. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So, I
you're not trying
he
to be
he
cool
wants
mom.
To be known
no,
for
I'm not trying to be the cool
he
mom.
Wants to be known for himself,
yes,
not for whose
that's
son
what
he
said.
Is.
That's what he said.
Yeah,
to right. So right. I'm like, that's great, right?
Right.
Because the whole thing when people are, the kids have to deal with their parents or this thing.
Right.
It seems creepy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't get to be normal. Yeah.
Right.
So, but sometimes he does think it's cool.
But does he ever say, "Wow, mom, my friends think you're stacked"? Like, you know.
Stephanie.
No, he doesn't use. He's never said the word "stack" to me.
Well, that's good
about me. No,
right?
He says he says his friends think I'm cool. He does say that.
Okay,
well you are.
Not you
like,
are
certainly
not
true.
Like they like your boobs. I mean, he would be so embarrassed to say that.
I'm sure they do, but yeah, he would. They would.
He
say
would
that.
Never say that.
And also, you know, the generational stuff because we've all like adored you since. Because I'm a blonde, big and stupid, like all the songs you started with. And so there's that whole generation. But are they rediscovering because of YouTube and all that stuff?
Yeah, that's how they find all your stuff is through YouTube.
Right.
That's how they know
And then
you.
My favorites, as you know, were the Tanya Harding and the Lorena Bobbitt Showtime movie where you played.
Right.
Okay. And then Medusa, Dare to Be, where you played Madonna.
Dare to Be Truthful.
Right. It was a parody of the Madonna.
And Earth Girls Are Easy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's how his friends or a lot of people find out your stuff. Now it's just YouTube.
Right.
Because how else are they going to find it? Because it's not like specials like that get played anywhere.
Right.
So
right. My friend was on West Wing.
There was like a, we went somewhere and a you know, teenage bagger at the supermarket was like, hi, and like, this one's been off the air for how long? Yeah. Hi, hi. Like, you could, his voice was changing. You could tell, like, hair was growing on his balls. He was like, right, because it's on Netflix, I think.
Yes, it's on Netflix.
Right. Yeah, and Bill Clinton met her, and he was like, you know, when they were filming West Wing, they came in here and asked me, and I said, you know, the president wouldn't be involved in all this stuff every week, you know, like. But he just had this whole story. It's a story for everybody. Just
right. That's the whole thing, Netflix, or you know, that's how they find everything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
So then it's weird because people won't know certain things too. And the other thing, you know, I did Camp Rock, the Jonas Brothers movie.
Oh yeah. Oh, my God.
So now there's a whole crowd that will know that and not know anything else.
Right.
True.
So you're like, oh, okay, wow. I'm famous for Jonas Brothers thing. You know, that's kind of, you know.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't.
So I never actually had the embarrassing voice break thing. It was an overnight thing.
You woke up the next day and
you were always an Emmy award winning voice guy?
Yes, that was it. Yeah. No, I was like 12 and one day my voice was high and then the next day it wasn't. Oh. Next day, it was, you know, baritone.
Wow.
Oh my God,
that's eerie. Like my Great Pyrenees puppies. It's hilarious.
Went to this. They go to their face.
No, they go from that puppy bark, like, and then, like, the next day, they'll
And
I remember the first time he did it, he was like, oh, was that me? Fucking shit, man.
I remember a guy in junior high who couldn't quite fathom that he was going through puberty. So he artificially cut his voice like this. It was really very high.
Oh,
what's up?
And you never really. Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Well, you know, and then there was George Bush's spokesperson that he was still going through puberty, which was sad. Scott McClellan, remember him?
Tel Aviv.
He used to report from
Tel Aviv.
The President Bush is currently in
Tel Aviv.
I have to go shave my balls.
Actually, he's in Jerusalem.
That poor guy.
He always looks so... I'd be sweaty and nervous if I was George W. Bush's spokesperson.
Yeah, exactly.
Why do you say war criminal? And he wouldn't be tried in...
Tel Aviv.
And I don't think that. They like what he did in Iraq and...
Tel Aviv.
It's fantastic.
Fantastic in all these things. Jilly Brown, tell us everything else about you because everyone loves you. So
okay, well, let's see.
So where were you at? Where were you born? Where were you?
Burbank.
How exciting! Wow. Beautiful downtown Burbank.
Burbank, yeah.
Beautiful downtown Burbank.
You were meant to be in show business.
I was born like it's right near NBC.
Yeah, right near the right next to the Disney Studios, right there.
And my dad worked at NBC.
Oh,
the whole time I was growing
up. What did he do?
He did this thing called traffic control, which I never understood at all. And it was
traffic control in L.A.
Yeah, exactly.
Was it that kind of traffic, or did it have to do with commercials?
It had to do with the telephone company.
Oh.
And phone lines.
Okay.
And, like, every time there was an election or something like that, he had to go into overdrive and set up all this crap.
Oh.
So he was like an engineer kind of.
No,
he was the person telling them to go put the phone lines in.
Okay.
He was the liaison between the phone company and NBC, which was a thing at one point,
right.
Which isn't now. So when there was the moon landing or, you know, he had to like...
Oh, wow.
But I never really understood. It was kind of sad. I should go back and try to understand what he exactly did.
Right.
I don't.
It's a little late now.
It's a little late now. And my parents met. My mom was a secretary at NBC. So
Wow.
I was meant to be.
You were.
Right?
Yeah.
And
did
siblings?
I ever tell you about my grandparents?
No.
Like my great-grandfather was an actor, and he's in Reefer Madness. He plays the lead juror. He plays the lead juror.
Wow, that's amazing.
He's in Citizen Kane. He's on the stage right next to Orson Welles.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's incredible.
I know. Isn't that weird?
It's great.
And then my other grandfather was a film editor. And so, like, it's just there.
It's in your family.
Yeah.
Wow.
My grandfather was a silent movie stuntman.
Really?
And
see, you
my
too, then.
Great-aunt Eleanor was a Maxenet bathing beauty. In silent movies. And so I ended up going into voiceover.
See, that's the other side of
the equation, yeah.
And my grandmother... I was just going to say,
I did some commercial or something at the Max Sennett Studios in downtown L.A. And it's an eerie place. It's really thought to be
spooky,
haunted.
Spooky haunted.
But there's his offices were where he held his auditions. So someone suggested that I might be related to Max Sennett by rape.
Oh, that's a beautiful story.
That's a fantastic story.
Beautiful story.
Ew.
Now, Julie.
Yeah. And my grandmother was Mexican. Thank you, Donald Trump.
Oh.
And she did the voice.
And also a rapist. Also a rapist, obviously.
You're going to be deported.
She did the voice of Minnie Mouse in Spanish. Like she.
Really?
Wow.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, she did. Isn't that funny? She had this voice like this. She really talked like that.
Pequeña.
Yeah. So it's all in my family.
Wow. Wait, siblings?
I have two brothers. My brother Paul, who teaches for New York Film Academy. He and I wrote Camp Rock. He's a writer, too. He and I wrote Camp Rock together.
Okay, okay.
And my other brother does, like, EPKs for, like, Michael Bay movies.
Yeah.
And he's working on...
What's an EPK?
Electronic press kits.
Oh, he's why, working on you. Whatever is the giant movie that's
or
going
Epicac.
On.
Or
EPKAC.
What is it?
Yeah. Oh.
Is my swastika there?
Now it's a smudge.
It's not a swastika, I swear.
Oh, no.
You had something on your there.
Forehead.
It was my Charlie Manson impression.
We've replaced Stephanie with... What's her name? Atkins. What was that's in...
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
It's... Okay, I got mascara somehow.
In
or
the
something,
middle,
or like an eyeliner.
In the middle of your forehead.
How did I do that?
I don't know.
Okay. That takes talent.
Yeah.
Talent,
or,
ladies and gentlemen.
Or wine.
Yeah, okay. Lots of wine.
Yeah.
You can't kill me, Mr. Bugliosi. I'm already dead.
Oh. That was a better Manson impression. Thank you, Jen.
Yeah, that was good.
Okay, so what was your childhood like, and when did you decide to become Julie Brown?
Well, my childhood, I was in Catholic school, and it was...
Well, after you killed downtown Julie Brown.
Yeah, after I killed her.
Yeah.
It was... Catholic school was horrible.
She needed a kidney. It's not... Julie Brown, the other one, she deserved to wake up in a bathtub of ice. Anyway, go ahead, the other Julie Brown.
Well, didn't
who
you
was
think...
totally innocent of that, and
yeah,
it totally...
Yeah, I didn't do any crimes to her. did you like Catholic school?
Well, no.
Define
not...
like.
I liked my friends, and I don't look good in plaid, but...
But the nuns, like, our nuns were, like, violent, super violent.
Yes, no, we had... our nuns had a board of education.
Yeah.
That they would hit you with.
Yeah.
Because the actual board said yeah. board, which they... I guess that was funny. In the nunnery, they're like...
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I went to school in Germany for 3 years, and I couldn't get used to the jodhpurs and the jackboots. It just... Ow,
yeah.
It just cramped my style.
What?
No. No one does that anymore.
He's kidding. Yeah, I didn't really have a choice. Yeah, I did 12 years hard time. How long did you do?
Oh, just 7.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, okay. Then I had this nun kind of punch me.
Oh, punch you?
Punch
really?
You?
Yeah. Really slap me.
Like Sister
really
Charles
slap
Bronson?
Me as hard yeah. as she could. And I came home and told my parents, I got to leave. They're yeah. insane. And then I got to leave.
Wow.
And so, yeah.
They should be okay back when we grew up. It was just like,
I know, but it was too weird. Yeah, it was like one of those moments where you go, this is fucked up. This is like, these people are insane.
Yeah.
Your sister hit you with something. What'd she hit you with?
My sister?
Your sister nun.
I didn't get hit, but there were two boards that they would hit you, one with the holes and one without. The one with the holes went faster, and so...
It hurt more, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It was holier.
Yeah, but they were allowed
sadistic
to do
bitches.
Crap like that,
yeah.
right?
I know.
I know. So then I went to public school, and that was great. Public school was great. And then I was at Van Nuys High, and I was the homecoming. Really?
Yeah.
I was the homecoming princess.
Of course you
not
were.
Not the queen, so that always stuck in my head.
Really?
I think, as a thing.
Yeah.
Not that I wanted to be the queen, but just that how amazing it was to be in the court.
Right.
you're just more happy to be nominated.
I was just happy to be nominated. So I think that's how that song coughed up years
yeah,
later.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you're like, this is
that
really
where Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun came from?
I think so.
Your famous song?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was because that moment when you're in the car riding around the football field and you're waving, you're like, this is really great. Everybody's like, this is great, right?
Yeah.
Because you're just extra pretty and special that
right,
day.
Right, right. You're extra pretty and special every day.
Well, that's true, but I felt it, you know, at that moment. And then I went to Valley College.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God.
That's where my parents met.
Really?
In the band at Valley College.
Wow.
Yep.
Isn't that
in the marching
God.
Band.
Small world.
Yeah. So great.
Yeah. And you wonder why he ended up being a geek. Okay. Radio geek. Whatever.
And then I went to American Conservatory Theater, ACT, in
ACT.
San Francisco.
No. Yeah. Oh, very fancy.
That was very
fancy
and very fabulous.
Well, you have a beautiful singing voice, Julie Brown.
Thank you. We didn't study that at all there. We studied things like things you'd never use, like Feldenkrais. You know what
that
is?
Oh my God! What is that?
That's like where you.
I remember that.
Yeah,
well,
remember?
I got a degree from USC theater.
Okay,
I think that's also known as jiu-jitsu.
Maybe, but like they have you like put one arm up and then put your leg up at the same time. It's like supposedly
jiu-jitsu.
Coordinating parts of your body. It's complete bullcrap. You don't remember? You remember it a little bit?
I do remember the name of it.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
That seems like bullshit.
It was such bullshit.
That seems like hooey to me.
It was hooey. And then, but my writing partner and I wrote a show for his third-year project before we graduated. And that, it was like completely inspired by Saturday Night Live, you know, when that just started.
Yeah, right.
It was like early stuff like that. And then we got booked in nightclubs before we graduated. Oh, and then I went, this is what I'm going to do because the rest of it is ridiculous. You know, Shakespeare and Ibsen, forget it. Right? Just forget it. It's so boring.
I know. Shakespeare, I was like, I don't get it.
I know.
It talks funny.
It talks, it's hard to memorize, too.
So Edward Albee was my favorite.
Oh, my God. Really?
And Christopher Durang. Yeah.
Well, Edward Albee, I mean, who's afraid of Virginia Woolf? That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. yes. I played Grandma in something that he wrote. I can't remember now.
I played Grandma. That's funny.
Yes, I did. It was very good age makeup at USC. I look exactly like I do now.
That's where you went USC?
Yes.
Oh, great. I bet that was really good. Was it a really good school?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I got a degree in theater, which qualified me to work at any 7-Eleven in the country.
Exactly.
You were there with some famous people.
Yes, I was with people. Yes, thank you, Chris, for pointing out that people were much more successful than I am. Yes, Ali Sheedy, Eric Stoltz, Anthony Edwards, Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a lot of many people that have way eclipsed me. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Julie.
Denzel Washington was in the class right below mine.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
He was very snotty.
I was really?
Yeah, it's been as a young guy. Yeah.
I was in the Actors Gang before it was the Actors Gang. We did it.
Were you?
We did.
With Tim Robbins.
Yes.
Tim Robbins from UCLA. I don't. Acting school is all blur to me. Just the whole pretend like you're walking through Jell-O.
Yeah.
I'm like, but why?
And you know, they don't ever teach you how to get a job. That's the part.
Right, exactly.
At the very end, you're like, okay, I'm going to graduate, and now what?
Right.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I remember I got the longest sustained laugh of my entire life, still to this day. I did like a, I don't know, some sketch show I wrote at USC, but I played like a famous theater teacher there.
Yeah.
And the phone rang, and I just answered, and I said, USC Theater, what's your motivation? And it was just like, I got a 10-minute, and I was like, all right, what? I just got to do like something that makes people laugh, because that's like crap, that laugh for so long.
Right, exactly, right?
Yeah.
It is like crack. And you're like, it's much more fun than being serious.
Remember that, like, you'd go, like, what's my motivation to move? Because the fucking light will be there. Just fucking just do it.
Yeah, there's so much crap in acting school. There's just so much junk.
Yeah.
And but you have to, once you're out, though, you're like, okay, now I have to get a job. I have no idea what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you figured out what to do, Julie Brown, because you're magic.
You know what happened? While I was doing my act up there, Lily Tomlin came to see me.
Oh.
She just did the happy hour a few weeks
ago.
She
did? Right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, a few weeks
Isn't
ago.
Isn't she the sweetest?
She's awesome. Love her.
She goes.
She's okay.
Oh. She said, if you pretty come awesome. To LA, write to me. And I did. And she put me in Incredible Shrinking Woman.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Chris is my favorite movie.
Oh my God. Love that movie.
Concepcion. I'm in the garbage disposal.
Wait a minute. What were you in Incredible
Shrinking? I was on the TV in a commercial.
I remember.
Do you remember?
Wow.
Yeah. But she got me my SAG card.
She got me my first agent in Hollywood.
She's like an angel.
She is an angel.
She's a show business angel.
Wow. She is a
show
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
That's so she cool. Is.
Yeah. So that was super helpful because that's the whole thing.
I was like a little, I was a little radio geek that interviewed her, and she called like ICM.
See, isn't that amazing?
And some, they're like, well, who, I don't know who you are. You're some radio DJ, but Lily Tomlin called about you.
she's an angel. Yeah. So that.
I don't remember what got me my SAG card.
Probably something untoward.
Yes.
Probably something filthy, Jim.
No, I don't think so.
It's really cool. I'm going to have to go back and watch Incredible Shrinking Woman again.
No, I remember now that you say
it. I want to watch it.
I love that movie.
I love that movie.
So fucking much.
Yeah, it's such a great movie. And I was like, I couldn't believe that she really did that. I mean, she came to my show. She was super sweet.
Yeah.
And you're going, she's just saying that. But I still wrote to her. I still thought, I'm going to not miss this chance.
Right.
You know, and then she really did it. So it's incredible.
Wow. Oh, no, that's how she is.
Are you still in contact with her at all? No.
I mean, I've run into her every so often. Like, I did a character on Murphy Brown where I played one of the psycho secretaries.
Right.
You know, who locks everyone
out. Got fired.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I lock everyone out. I lock myself onto the balcony. And she was a regular at that point. And then she came to another, when I did Oklahoma, you know that?
Yeah.
She came to that. So every so often I run into her, and she's just fantastic.
Yeah.
No, I know. I don't know if you know, I have the number one political and comedy book in the country.
I didn't know that.
On Amazon. Thanks for bringing it up.
Oh.
My point. No, but I asked her and Jane to blurb the book for me. Uh-huh. And, I mean, she's a tiny bit busy right now. She's,
she's got a series on Netflix, so she's got a movie out right
Grandma
now.
Grandma is, like, amazing. They're saying she's going to get nominated for an Oscar for that.
Yeah.
You know, Grace
well,
and Frankie.
Well, the trailers are hilarious.
Oh, she's... No, I'll give
it to
you.
It's a wonderful movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's great. And
I ran into Lily at a Whole Foods, and I just... stupidly not thinking said oh hi Lily which then I realized she's wearing the I'm not me glasses
I'm not like, Lily
I'm not here Lily. I'm not her not, what? I'm not who her. Are you talking about
she, yeah she has a hit series that she's got nominated for an Emmy she's making nominated for an you know Oscar for this film and anyway so I asked her and Jane if would they blurb my book would they read it and you know blurb the book and she's literally on the road traveling somewhere. She's in the middle of all this, and they send like not just one, but like a million unbelievable blurbs about my book and how great it is. And she's like, "Did you get this? Like, I'm so nervous." And Jane wants to make sure that you know you got this. And did you get them? And are they all right? And I thought, "Oh my god, really?
Wow!
Like you're Lily Tom. Like, yes, they're fucking great.
Right? She could have like, just said this book good."
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You
and
know,
use
book
it.
Good. Yeah. Lily Tomlin. Yeah. You know, Jane Wagner, right? Who wrote Search for Signs. Like, good.
Wow. Yeah.
Thank you. Like, you know. Yeah. Anyway, so I know. It's amazing, right? Yeah. Because there's people like that. We were saying, well, this is what we were talking about the other day. I was saying that when we were doing the Sexually Liberal Tour, Aisha Tyler and I had this conversation about mean girls and nice girls in comedy. You're obviously a nice girl.
Thank you.
And mm-hmm. But you go, like, isn't this election going to be about that? Are we a nation of mean girls and guys? Are we, like, because you go, like, oh, my God, Donald Trump is just about... saying the meanest
shit about anybody
you can possibly. So Suzanne Coulter, Sarah Palin. So it's like.
Right. I know. Just like veterans. He's saying mean things about veterans, you know? Like, it's insane.
I think it might be performance art, but I can't tell.
I know. I can't tell either. I hope it's not, you know? I hope it's not.
Right. But women, I mean, you just go, oh my God, he's. Then he can. I mean, it's just like he's dragged every single group into it.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Again, they thought Reagan was a joke too, and he got two terms.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, but he was governor of California. Well, Donald Trump's a fucking like
businessman with a canceled TV show.
A canceled TV show and several bankruptcies.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He lost money on a casino.
Right.
But
how do you do that?
Right.
I don't know.
Just breathing in the air costs you money.
Exactly. But I don't know. I mean, so.
My entire gambling experience is when I got a huge bucket of quarters and lost it immediately.
Oh, I lost like one quarter when I was out of my gambling career in Vegas. Yeah. I was like, I lost a quarter? Fuck it out, man.
Yeah.
I needed that quarter.
No, me either. I've never done it. Yeah. It seems horrible. As soon as you lose the money, you're like, that wasn't fun.
No.
Yeah.
How can people?
No,
how
but
many
you're right.
Quarters
you
was
go,
that?
But you know, because casinos make it, you go, is that, are we going to be a nation of suckers that go like, oh,
which way do you go?
Somebody, remember I said that, Chris, one of the fucking doofuses that was at his rally in Alabama is like, well, we believe, like, you know, we could be rich like he is.
Because he's rich, so if I vote for him, I'm going to be rich too.
Yeah, they said, because we believe we can be successful like he is. He makes me confident because he's so confident. Wow. I'm like,
yeah,
you're not. He's not going to do anything. For
I would have read his book if I'd known how to read.
No, he's not going to throw the money your way.
No,
yeah,
it's not going to happen.
Yeah,
I should have known how to read, and then I might be a billionaire too.
Yeah,
yeah. It appeals to an aspirational thing that people have, I guess.
You know, Mitt Romney's probably kicking himself.
Emphasis
on
the ass. Like he's like, I could have done that.
Yeah. I could have done with the I'm fucking rich
that.
Thing.
Yeah,
why
follow
didn't I do
me.
That?
Follow me. I'm rich.
I'm so rich and good looking.
Yeah, follow me.
Did you hear he said that? He's like, well, you know, they can't come after me on looks because I'm so good looking. Like,
really? What?
Oh my God. Really?
Well, for a baboon.
He does resemble an orangutan.
Baboon. Or orangutan.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, orangutan, yeah.
I don't.
Orangutan.
Then he had some reporter come up today and test his hair.
Like, in what way?
Like, just.
To see if it was real, if it wasn't a toupee.
Like, pull on it?
Yeah, like, rub it.
It's.
Yeah.
But why is it that color?
I don't know.
That color doesn't even make sense.
He's part orangutan.
What's with the doofy hats that cost like $3 with the felt letters?
I know. I don't know.
Make America great again as if like, you mean, there's too many brown people. There's one in the White House. And there's too many on the other. I mean, isn't that what he means?
Yes, that's
make
exactly
America
what
great again.
Great again.
Like,
it should say white again.
Mm-hmm. From the canyon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember someone else who tried to make Germany great again.
Who was that? Who was that, Jim?
Herr Schittelhuber.
Hitler?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you say Uber?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. That's not what you said.
My Uber's here.
What?
Deutschland, Uber. That's
Uber. That's what? Huh? Julie Brown. Yeah. So, anyway.
They don't sing that verse anymore, by the way. Mm. Einigkeit, Recht und Freiheit. Unity, justice,
bless
and
you.
Freedom.
Okay. Yes. Oh, all right.
Instead of, you know, the, all right. Über alles thing.
Mm. Okay. I understand. Julie Brown. Yeah. So, you were married, obviously. Or you were,
twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, are you still?
Me too.
Exactly. So wait, with your son.
I was married to a guy named Terrence McNally, who is not the playwright. Not the playwright.
The other
Okay.
No.
Oh my God, this is your whole life, Julie Brown.
I know.
Not the MTV.
It kind of is, I know. Okay. And then eventually I married someone else and had a child with him.
Oh, so that's your son. Okay, got
yes.
it.
All right. Yes, and we're not married. But we're
nameless.
Okay. Yes. Well, I mean, his name's Ken.
Okay.
But
and he didn't marry Barbie?
No.
No.
And he's a great guy, and we're good friends now.
His parents are actually named Ken and Barbie.
Ken and Barbara.
Seriously?
Yeah. Ken and Barbara. Yeah, Ken and Barbie.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Isn't it?
Are they so over it, though?
No, I mean, you know, I'm over the being called Skipper part, but...
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
My dad's name was G.I. Joe. No.
No.
No, he got himself. He got it during the Korean War era. He managed to get a position in Germany. Got stationed in Germany with Air Force Intelligence. So if he had gone to Korea, I might not be here.
Zoinks! Now, Julie.
Yeah.
Where's my dating game music? So, because have I mentioned that you are hot and smart?
You're so sweet,
and kind, and talented, and beautiful, and nice, and amazing.
You haven't. But
what are you looking for?
I am looking for, well, a guy.
Okay.
You know.
Got it.
Right.
Just to qualify
That's not too hard. Okay.
Pretty broad parameters.
Yeah, there. A guy.
Okay.
And he should be funny. Mm-hmm. And he should be normal. I mean, I'm like really normal.
You know what? Those two things really don't go together.
I know. That's right. I'm already, but like, we'll fudge on some of it.
I'm pretty much those things, but I'm also married again.
Okay. Well, then you're out. You're out.
Yeah.
You're out.
Unmarried is
move
important.
Move to the next round.
Yeah. Move to the next round. Probably I like tall. Doesn't have to be though, but I like that.
Mm-hmm. This is sounding so Jim.
I know.
I'm not that tall.
Financially, anyway. Financially stable.
Yeah.
Right.
Which maybe means job. I don't know.
Or at least a very, very large bank account.
Is that where we're at? Like at this point, job helpful would be helpful.
Yeah,
if you have a job. Yeah.
I don't have a job, and I'm a billionaire. I also don't have a brain. I've got a lot of hair instead.
He outsources, you know, no one, it's a job no one else wants marrying him, so that's why he had to get the Scandahoolians.
Okay. I think, like, you don't want to add too many qualifications, so you leave it open. But I think those are, like, the really important ones.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like, funny,
kind,
smart.
Yeah.
Right?
Sweet, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even think has to be that great looking is, like, a huge thing.
Okay.
Right. Whew. Right. Oh, there's it.
Just okay.
Well, that's I mean, really, I like that.
Jim Ward, you're
a connection on a mental and emotional level is more important.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think it's more important. I mean, ultimately, right?
Yeah.
It's nice if they're good
on an emotional level. Of course there'd be an emotional level. Damn you!
Oh, my God. Jim is bleeding out of his wherever.
What are you looking for?
Listen, we don't talk about that on the show. Mm. I'm all good. I'm all good right now.
Interesting.
All right.
Huh. Well,
I'll talk about it soon.
Well,
I'm all good in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Tongues are wagging.
Do tell.
No, I'm all good. I'm all good. I just can't talk about it yet.
Okay, good. I'm happy. That's awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, Julie.
Yeah.
So wait, but because it's hard, right? When you get
it's
a certain
so
age and you're
hard.
You've been worried about, because I have a friend our age that's like been worried about parenting, and she has one kid in college and one kid on the way to college, and that's what her focus has been.
Totally. I didn't even think about dating. I broke up with my boyfriend that I had.
Yeah.
Right, my son's senior year. And then I did, because I was so concentrated on my son. And then only recently have I gone, I really should start dating. I mean, like I kind of woke up from the
Because
mom coma.
I will die alone and be eaten by my dogs, clearly. But I would.
I know. I saw
if
them
there
going,
was a chance that I won't be, that'd be good. You
I
know.
Saw them going after sandwich a little while ago.
Yeah.
So that was. I'd be worried.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, they love me. But if I 2 seconds, you know, they would wait till I'm cold, because it's probably tastier when it's not cold.
Of course it is. It has more flavor. But I mean, I came out of the mom coma, and when I really should
the moma,
I really should try to date. So then you're going, oh my God, this is not easy.
How do you do this?
It's really hard because you have to ask your friends to set you up.
Yeah,
that's how I met the first boyfriend.
Okay,
what? No, that doesn't work. No. Though that doesn't work.
Yeah,
and then
I tried online dating for a second. It was a disaster.
I'm doing it, but really? It's really hard.
Especially if you have a level of celebrity.
Yeah, but they. Yeah. But the thing
well, that's
is
what
they,
I found.
They don't always know it at first, and then they figure it out.
Okay.
Did you have that?
Yes.
And then they figure it out, and then you're dealing with that, and then. Then it gets super strange.
And then they think they know you for your public persona and not who
I don't know
you
if I
really
should,
are.
I don't know if I should tell this on the air.
Please do.
Oh, yes. Come on.
Well, you have to now.
Now that I dropped that bomb.
You automatically invited your murderer into your house.
Well, pretty much. It was just a... She just was like, oh, my good friend who I dated like a long time ago, and she just died.
Oh.
Like a crash or something. And I found out like you were one of her major likes on her Facebook page. And so I was like, oh, and so that's why you wanted it. Okay, go out with me because it's like, I'm sorry about your dead, Ron. Anyway, it was weird, right?
Oh, that's weird.
That was a little
awkward.
Super
weird.
Awkward.
So what happened?
A long time ago. I didn't.
Okay.
It was just
also,
one date.
Also, her dog, she had a dog, which I thought, oh, great, another dog person. And her dog had a cage on its face like Hannibal Lecter.
A muzzle?
Yes, it was like a pit bull with a cage.
Yeah.
Yeah, a pit bull with a cage on its face like Hannibal Lecter.
Like all the time? Like had to have a cage permanently caged?
I don't really know. We didn't
what
go past
do,
really like
man,
a first or second date.
Oh, yeah.
So the dog with the cage was
was
not prohibitive at first.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Until I found out the reason that she was interested in meeting me because her dead friend was... Anyway,
it was a fan.
Julie, dead friend was a fan. That's pretty bad.
Wow.
That's pretty bad.
that's an album cover right there.
Yeah.
My dead friend was a fan. Wow.
So I like you. So you should be my girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just weird. I mean, online dating is super weird. Yeah.
Okay.
Whip, 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 whip,
whip. I've never done that. I've always met people in person.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what?
Yes.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Meeting people in person?
And then one person I took to my spinning class, and then she comes, like, all the time.
Really?
I guess she lives, like, a long way away from us. It's very awkward. Very awkward. So, anyway, I hope online dating works out for you.
Well, I hope regular dating works out, you know? I mean, but it's just one of the avenues of how you meet people that's so strange.
And I have good friends who are together many years
and
met online.
I have a friend who just met her husband, and she got married, and she... hadn't been married, and she's like in her 60s, and you're like, okay, so she's just starting and made that happen.
Right.
So it's obviously a possibility.
Oh, no, and because everyone today's online. And so obviously, I think it's me. I'm just a fucking
Well, you don't have a Facebook page.
I'm a fucking freak. Yes, no,
you're,
I
you're
don't.
Not on Facebook.
No, I'm not.
That's how a lot of people meet people now.
They do?
How?
Yeah, through friends of friends or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But wait, how does that work?
Like, you know, if someone makes a comment on a picture or something and you find that really funny, you might want to meet that person.
You mean I should have been doing that when people make comments that are funny?
Yeah, just think of them.
Should have been like, hello,
and then you look at their picture, oh,
listen,
they're cute.
You have to understand, we're both professional comedians.
Yeah.
Like, we're just like, oh, wow, that was fucking, holy shit, man. You're like Lenny Bruce.
Yeah, you just go, great, they liked it. I mean, you don't think, like, I should date this person.
Right, exactly.
But no, you combine that with their picture, and you're like, okay, they're funny, and they're cute.
Oh, my God. I hadn't even thought of that.
No.
Have you?
No. See, I don't mean to be comedy snobby, but it is a little different for you and Jim and I. Like, when someone goes, oh, they're really funny, you're like, I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes they are.
Well, sometimes. Yeah. Right. Sometimes.
Wow.
I mean, not everybody's going to be funny.
Well, like, for instance, Jim is a professional funny person. And I was talking about Julie's a great rack before the show, and he said, over the shoulder boulder holder. And I'm like, funny in eighth grade, still funny. Still funny, over the shoulder boulder
holder. I'm going to do that now, though.
Yeah,
I'm going to go through the comments and
do
say,
it.
His
do
cute.
It.
And
Oh my God! If you make a connection,
you've
never get married.
Never thought about that?
It never occurred to me because I just go, "Oh, this is like a fan." You know what I mean? It just never occurred.
That's
to me.
What I mean. We have different reactions.
Yeah, you
we
do,
go,
right?
Oh,
a
you
fan.
Go, oh, that's nice. It's a fan. It's not like yeah. you know someone.
I could saying. Date. Yeah. Right. It's right. a good idea,
but
though.
I don't know if I could love you as much as my dead friend did, but
but I could try.
Fuck me. Okay.
I ate his liver with some fava mm-hmm. beans and a nice yeah. Chianti.
Yeah. Let me just tell you one other thing. I think the girl I dated right after that actually had a wolf. I'm not fucking shitting you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Some people do that.
Yeah, like a wolf dog. And I was like, okay, you know what? If the next girl I meet owns a bear, I'm fucking out. Because I don't, what the fuck? The pit bull with the fucking cage. And I'm like, I'm an animal lover. What,
yeah,
what the fuck?
Not a wolf.
We're not far from where the bears are.
Where the bears are.
Oh, Chris, the bears are right here.
I was in season two.
The bears are right here.
Yeah.
Was it a real wolf? Like
yes.
a wolf? Like
yes.
she got a wolf? And
yes.
Made a pet
well,
out
they
of
say
it?
It's a wolf dog. It looks like a fucking yeah. wolf to me.
Yeah. That's
be
terrifying.
Be careful with them.
Yeah.
No, and she's just a big cat. Yeah. She looks like a puma.
I wouldn't want to come home and go, where are Max and Fred?
Yeah.
Where, wolf dog? Where?
Oh, yeah.
Right, Max? Right? Max is like, huh?
Yeah.
Max is like, wolf. What? Julie Brown, how can we worship you and not in a
yeah,
creepy
what,
way?
What have you got going on? What,
have, see,
what
have I got
where
going
can we
on?
See you?
I'm actually going to be in the Mismatch game this weekend. Do you know that show?
No.
With Dennis Hensley.
It's at the Gay and Lesbian Center. They do it every, you know, 3-4 months. Yep. And they raise money for charity. And actors play different celebrities.
Oh, wow.
And you answer questions as that celebrity. Right? Drew okay. Drogi's doing it on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Sam okay. Pancake. I don't know when he's doing it. I'm doing it Saturday night as pregnant Kim Kardashian.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Awesome.
That's going to be really fun. I'm doing that. I'm writing Earth Girls Are Easy into a musical.
Oh, wow.
Like a stage musical?
Yeah.
Great. Awesome.
Isn't that great?
Because
I did Homecoming Queens got a musical. That's what I called
right.
it last year. And we did it at Sketchfest. We did it at the Cavern Club.
Right. Fantastically
so,
talented.
Gonna,
I love everything
you.
You've ever done.
Thank you so much.
I mean, Goldberg? The Girl VP's Got a Gun remake of Homecoming Girls Got a Gun was so fucking brilliant.
What?
And I loved, remember we played like all the stuff at the end. It was
just
her shooting everybody. Oh, I think I winged a homo. Yeah. Like everything you said at the end, that whole.
That sticks with us.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
And you know, I made that because my brother told me, he goes, you should redo that for Stephanie Miller. He told me, it was his idea. And I went, that's a really good idea. So,
and you know how it came in handy again? Because you know who's against the Iran deal?
Joe Lieberman. Douche.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Really, Joe Lieberman's against the Iran
yeah,
deal.
Of course he is.
I never
he is.
Could have anticipated that.
Julie Brown, you are and remain fantastic.
Thank you. You
and
are
I love
fantastic.
You, and I love
You're
you.
I love you
and
too.
This.
I love you so
and I
much.
I hope all your relationship things and
well,
girls with dead people
to be continued.
That's as I do with the nanny, but I could have had Julie Brown.
To be continued.
Who looks nothing like Eva Braun.
Love you, Julie
Thank
Brown.
You,
Love
Julie.
You guys. Thank you.
Fucking
that was a blast.
Happy hour.
I like the happy hour.
Yeah.
Bye.